What's up, everybody? This is Rome, and welcome to season two of Sources from the Sofa podcast. We kicked off a year ago, right before the college football and the NFL season started, and we've been doing it week in and week out, at least one episode a week, and we have not stopped since. I'm excited for year two. We're making some changes. We're upgrading some things, hopefully doing some more stuff with video, being a little more proactive on the socials. So we hope you join us along the ride. And one thing I want you to do before we kick off year two, we have a lot of things coming around. We're previewing the NFL, who's making the playoffs. We got F1, the second half, coming out in a matter of hours. But first, we'll be bringing you the preview to the 2025 season and bringing back probably the hottest takes that we had is Aaron's college football games to watch every single week. Unfortunately, he did have some Thursday night games, and we're going to try to get this to you before the Friday night games. But there's still going to be a lot of winners on there on Saturday. So do me a favor, because not only can you catch our podcast and our winning picks every single week on the pod, we'll be posting it on the socials like YouTube, X, IG. But be sure to check out our links to Dub Club. You can subscribe to that and make more money than ever before. But you can also join a contest that we're putting on, Splash Sports. It's a NFL Pick'em contest. I haven't done one in a while, but I had so much fun doing it when Jason had a league about like 10 years ago. I think I won like second or third place. A lot of fun though. So we're going to have our own contest as well. We're going to have some opportunities to gamble against the guys on the sofa throughout the year. So be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, grab a notepad. Highly recommend grabbing one of Aaron's infamous yellow notepads. Grab a pen and get out your wallet, because we're going to give you winning fucking picks year in and year out right here at Sources from the Sofa. Guarantee. That's a guarantee, baby. So without further ado, Sources from the Sofa, Season 2, College Football 2025 Preview. Do not go anywhere. All right, we're back, Sources from the Sofa, College Football Edition. It's here, it's now. It actually kicked off the season just this past weekend. I believe some of the games were going on as me and Aaron were in Vegas, right? Is that right?
Yeah, week zero kicked off, Kansas State,
some Iowa fun State. Stuff. That game overseas, that was a pretty good game. It was ugly, it was disgusting.
Typical.
I can't remember
one
who
is.
Played it though.
I just said Kansas State and Iowa State.
There you
State.
Go. Okay. Who won that game?
Iowa State.
Iowa. God damn it. Nice. I don't think we did this last year. I think we kind of sprinkled in some aspect of like previewing the college football season.
No, we previewed it. It was one of the first things we sent you. We sent you over the lists of who was going to make the playoff because I remember Boise State was going to be in the playoff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it's safe to say Boise State's not going to be in the playoff
they
this
are
year.
Not in the playoffs. Rome, if we would have done this pod last week, I may have doubled down, but you saved me that we're a week late. Down goes Boise State. They're done. Season's over.
I was going to send out the text early in the morning and be like, hey, Jason, you know, don't be high on Boise State because they're on upset alert today. And, of course, they got whipped. So
really?
Torched by South Florida.
That was my upset special of the week. So
wow.
Already wow. Done it in.
Yeah, for some reason I didn't label it like that as like a college football preview. So I have to go back to see what happened. Because I do remember asking you guys for all that stuff. You're absolutely right.
We gave you who was going to win each conference. Kind of who was like a sleeper team to keep an eye on. And then I know Jason had as the, you know, group of five, Boise State was up there, and he had them. I had Boise State, I think, second behind maybe it was Memphis I had going to the playoff last year. But Boise State's did not look good today.
Oh, they play today?
Yeah.
I missed everything already.
That was a 2:30 kickoff, our time.
Well, that's why. I was busy. I did catch Nebraska.
That was a good game.
Some things to note. The pod, we are doing a college football, what is it, Aaron? A
Westgate Las Vegas Super Contest College, the first one they've ever had of the college edition. So yeah, we are in that. Our team name will be was it Sources FT Sofa Pod, and we'll be entry number two will be our group. So there'll be three entries under that name, but entry two will be us three.
All right.
So you can check out the
who's entry one and three.
I'm entry one, and then entry three is a buddy of ours, of mine and Ken's.
Okay, all right.
He's a old timer, Jimmy Horseshoe. So he's already 0-2 for the record. He's already 0-2. He had Rutgers -15.5. They won by 3, so that was an L. And he also had Central Florida favored by 20.5. They only won by 7 against Jacksonville State.
All right, so we're playing not only everyone in this Circa Super Concert, we're also playing Aaron as a solo, and then Jimmy the Horseshoe.
Jimmy the Horseshoe, yeah. But here's the thing about Jimmy the Horseshoe. He's like one of those guys that plays the MAC League, the AAC. He plays a lot of like Buffalo, Ohio, like a lot of weird games.
Okay. Jimmy the Horseshoe's he's looking for matching on a Wednesday night, right?
Dude, he's got all the parlay cards. Whatever card you need, he's got it. You know, he's like that dealership where you're like, hey, I don't think this is around. Boom, there it is.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So we're doing the Westgate Super Contest.
So just so you know, he went 0-2. I'll give you his other five games, or a couple of the other games he's got. He's got Toledo. He's got Rice. These are the type of games the unconventional picks. He's got Arizona. He does have South Carolina, Rome. He does have South Carolina.
I do like that one.
And yeah, I believe that's it. He may have one more. I got to remember what it is, but yeah, that's what he's got. Oh, he's got Sam. Was it Sam Houston State?
No,
against UNLV. So, but like I said, he already lost with Central Florida and Rutgers to start the season.
That's a tough one. I don't like any of those picks.
Again, he's out there scouting leagues and games that you may not have even TV service for.
Probably not. All right. We did pretty well last year on college football. We're going to do the same thing in season two of Swords from the Sofa. Aaron has games to watch. We're going to go over that. That's pretty fun. I don't know if you guys remember, but last year he introduced us to games to watch on his famous notepad, with spelling errors throughout the year.
I think my spelling errors were 0 to start week one, unless somebody saw something. I don't know.
Rome, you got to tweet this out every week, all right? Let the people know, all right?
I will tweet out, so official. And
good quality picture on the old legal pad. Aaron's got a fresh legal pad for this year, making sure we're good to
Doesn't
go for the new
fresh.
Football season.
Is it fresh, Aaron?
It's fresh. Bro, you just took like two of mine fresh packed last week.
Oh. Well, how come there's like writing on the first page? I see you ripped the first page off.
Yeah, that was for probably fantasy baseball notes.
Oh, nice. Fresh pack. I'm enjoying a fresh beer. So it'll be a lot of fun. Aaron last year debuted us with what, 24 games to watch. So this is like a nice, feasible little start to the season. Like, let's slowly.
College football starts. You got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So this is the last time
like
you
this.
Get that.
I think I went on a big old rant about this last year, right?
You'll be a big old rant about everything, but Rome, we've been football starved, right? Football starved since what? Mid-February. We've had crappy NFL preseason that only like degenerates like me are watching because I'm looking at the Bears offensive line on the first drive. But now this is real football that counts. Football. It's the only one of the few. It is the only weekend that college gets to themselves before the NFL comes and stirs up. So it takes up the other like 5 days of the week. And so, hey, you let them have five straight days of college right now. We end it, you know, on some great Sunday night, Monday night games that you don't see from the college ranks. So, Rome, get off the hot take on this, all right? College coming back with a bang, big matchups. Aaron's got a few of these on the games to watch. I'm excited.
I love it. I love it.
If you look at the games to watch Thursday night, Nebraska, Cincinnati, and obviously it didn't disappoint coming down to the wire for Nebraska, intercepting it at the end of the game in the end zone. So
it was a little too close for comfort.
Well, it's tough debuting games to watch since we're telling them to watch it in a game that happened in the past. But I guess if the replay is on, maybe ESPN Deportes or something like that.
He's got that all-inclusive ESPN $29.99 app. You can go back and watch it.
Okay. All right.
Good to know. Well, this pod's probably not going to make it on until Saturday. So, yeah. Thanks for the heads up, Aaron.
The Friday games to watch are going to be a little rough there, too. So Auburn, Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado. I don't know if they're getting on before we release here.
Yeah, it might be a little bit fail on this one, but we'll at least get the Saturday ones. Aaron, we're going to pick five. Remember, we did a graphic on the socials, all pretty and everything like that. I don't know if you want to change anything on that, but we will do that every week consistently this year. We'll start fresh. Jason already took another Benadryl.
Dude, I'm dumb, man. You know?
I've been up since 7 this morning.
Okay.
So I'm pretty exhausted.
I've been up since 6:30, so we're all been up pretty early.
Well, mine was an accident. I had this weird fucking dream and just totally freaked me out. Then I ended up getting called into work, but... All right.
That was the nightmare, getting called into work. It's like, oh, yeah. Crap.
Well, do you guys want to start off with critiquing top 25? You guys want to go by conferences? We'll do Aaron's games of the week at the end.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. I'm looking at the top 25 right now, so let me go back to conferences here. So, as my computer just crashed, let's do major conferences. Let's go west to east. How about that? We've been going east to west for everything else. I forgot the Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. Jesus.
It's going to be a little difficult
since
the Big Ten spans the country, all right? Yeah. So they're everywhere.
We got the Big Ten, the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC. Let's just do those four conferences.
Let's start with the Big Ten then. Let's start there. How about that? Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Big Ten. A lot of fun. Last year was the first year with a lot of new additions, including UCLA and USC, the two teams that pretty much led to a demise of the Pac-12, or at least the previous version of the Pac-12, because they're going to revive next year. They also got Washington, Oregon's in there, Classics, Ohio State. You got the Ivy League school of the Midwest and Northwestern, or wherever the hell that is. Oh, that's in
Chicago.
Jason's town. Chicago. I forgot I was supposed to go there. Got accepted there. Nebraska, one of my teams, a real team that I've actually been rooting for. That and UCLA. I am wearing my UCLA baby blue jersey.
I thought Rome was going to put on the Nebraska jersey, and then he throws on this UCLA, man, that powder blue.
Yeah, I don't know where my sweater's at. It's looking pretty tattered.
Is Nebraska the Harvard of corn country, or what is that?
Absolutely.
It's a good school. It's a good school, 400, actually.
400-plus straight home sellouts, even though they finally became bowl eligible for the first time in like a decade.
You know what? Those country girls, pretty cute. I like their own, yeah. Anyways. Yeah, who do you guys like to dominate the conference? By the way, we're recording Thursday night, August 28th, obviously after the Nebraska game, the first game of the year. So by the time you guys hear it, it'll probably be Saturday morning.
Well, if you're talking about dominating the conference, I don't know if you have clear domination, but to me, Rome, when you look at this conference, I think you have three teams that are probably the three playoff teams that have come from the Big Ten, at least the three playoff teams that I got. You have Ohio State, who has the big matchup this week at Texas. You have Penn State, which many consider potentially will be the year that they win the Big Ten. And then you have last year's Big Ten champion that came up short in the playoffs, Oregon, who still a good team, but having to replace a ton of people. To me, these are the three big teams of the Big Ten. On the fringes, I think you got Indiana, playoff team last year, but didn't play anybody. Indiana kind of did that schedule again this year, so they didn't play anybody. Or me, I'm keeping them out of the playoff, even if they go like 11-1 or 10-2 or whatever, because I'm pretty sure you're going to have like some pushback to this team that didn't play anybody again going in. So if you look at the top of the conference, really? I mean, that's where I go. I think there'll be a lot more politicking this year, especially from the SEC's perspective on making sure they get four teams in. When you look at, I mean, I'm looking at records. There's a lot of big matchups in the SEC, and we're jumping to that. But I think you're going to get a lot of 10-2, 9-3 teams in the SEC that they're going to be talking about, you know, strength of schedule and all this stuff, where you got some of these Big Ten teams where the conference is so big, they only got one or two big games out of the year. So Ohio State's playing Texas, they play Michigan, and then do they play Oregon? I don't know. I was trying to remember the Ohio State schedule, but they only got like three, four like massive games and then play a bunch of other jogs. So, I mean, it's to the top of the conference, I think you have Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon in the playoff, and those would be the three Big Ten teams for me.
Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the top two teams in the Big Ten are Ohio State and Penn State. I mean, obviously, we got the big showdown, Ohio State, Texas, rematch of the semifinal in the college football playoff. I think the third team's interesting.
Penn State should have won that game, by the way.
Against what, Notre Dame or what?
Nah, never mind. I'll watch it later.
But yeah, I mean, Jason's got Oregon. Oregon's an interesting team. They got a lot of talent, but unproven at quarterback. That's something they haven't had. They had Bo Nix for 2 years and Dylan Gabriel. I really question what they're going to have at quarterback going with the youngster that's a transfer coming in from UCLA. I think he sat last year out behind Dylan Gabriel, but that's that Moore kid that had a lot of hype coming from Michigan, went to UCLA 1 year under Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So you got that. Honestly, if you want a wild card, I don't think Oregon's going to make the college football playoff this year. That's a bold take by me. If there's going to be a third team coming in from the Big Ten, Indiana's kind of a fringe team. Illinois is kind of a surprise. They're in the top 15, I believe number 12. But I want to see what this new kid, the new quarterback Michigan has, right? I mean, Michigan, we know they got a stout defense. What kind of playmakers do they have? Is this quarterback going to be able to develop? So that's what I'm looking at. And then USC, Lincoln Riley. Can they finally start to put together 10 wins to get into the playoff? He's got a quarterback he likes, second year of their defensive coordinator. They've recruited well, transfer portal well. Pressure's on them to do some things. But, yeah, I don't have Oregon making the playoff. Penn State, Ohio State are locks for me. The third team out of the Big Ten, if they get three teams, that's going to be a question. But I don't have Oregon making the playoff.
Illinois is the interesting team that Aaron brings up. As you look at their schedule, they got Ohio State and they got Indiana as the two ranked teams currently on their schedule right now. So Illinois, if they got everything in, they could sneak in and do what Indiana did a year ago. If they have a good showing against Ohio State, beat Indiana, you know, they could be 11-1 looking at the third team in the Big Ten too as well. So I think there's some interesting things that can go through. I don't completely disagree. I'm scared about Oregon, but I feel like they always have the talent and the schedule just isn't as strong. I think they could be a two-loss team out of the Big Ten and go in knowing what the talent they do have. But Illinois, I'll agree with Aaron on that. Ranked number, I think Aaron's right. I think they're number 12 right now. But sneaky schedule where, hey, they're playing Purdue. They do play USC, which is a challenging game. They play at Washington, so a little travel. But then they got Rutgers, Maryland, Wisconsin, Northwestern. Like, there's a lot of winnable games for Illinois in that. So that could be a sneaky one that gets in there. But I think to Aaron's point, there's two locked teams. There's maybe some fringes on who could be the third team, Oregon, Indiana, Illinois, and then a bunch of who the rest. USC, I think some people are getting a little more bullish on USC, and we'll see. But last season had a lot to be desired. Can they get the defense kind of straightened out?
I agree with a lot of what you guys said. Penn State's one of my favorites to win the whole title this year of the championship. So I got them favorite to win the conference. They have a lot of people returning. They were so close to winning it last year. And there's ever a time that Penn State's got to win it. They got James Franklin, hasn't won the big chip yet. This is going to be the year. Ohio State, a lot of guys returning. They did lose their D coordinator over to one of the rivals. So that is going
to
be a hit. They
went to Penn State.
Penn State. But that's going
to
be.
And they lost Chip Kelly, their OC, as well.
They did.
To the NFL. So.
To the NFL. So I believe they'll see a little drop off. But for I do agree. Illinois is like one of my teams to watch for. I really like them. Indiana, I think we'll see a drop off from last year. They didn't play, you know, too crazy of competition, but I do like the way and the direction Illinois is going. My fourth team to watch, though, is Michigan. Still, they're loaded. A lot of returning talent coming back. And the quarterback, from what I've seen so far, the freshman, the guy that they paid so much money for to come in,
$10 million.
Looks really, really, really fucking good. I forgot. Maybe I have too many college teams because I'm a big Michigan guy.
We got to start writing these down. We got Michigan. I think we got Pitt in there, maybe. UCLA, Nebraska.
I mean, you can have. We
it might
all
be a
like
three headed monster, actually.
I don't think it's a lot more than three teams, Rome.
No, I don't think. Oh, yeah. I rooted for Alabama because Nick Saban was there, but I didn't. I really don't care after that.
The crazy thing about a Michigan, Nebraska, UCLA thing is, like, you know, 20 years ago it was okay. They're in three different conferences, but now all these favorite teams you got are all in the same conference.
Yeah, it sucked last year watching them play. So that's my order: Penn State, Ohio, Illinois is going to be my potential there to make some noise in the college playoff, and then don't count out Michigan. I can see them definitely getting the 10 wins this year. USC, I think they're going to be a good team. I just don't think they're going to come through. Indiana's going to see a drop off. Oregon, I know they're loaded, but I just don't. I thought they were like, what? They went really far. I just wasn't buying the hype train. Maybe like they're my KC Chiefs of college
Oregon,
football.
If I'm not mistaken, they were the only Power Four team to go undefeated last year in the regular season, right? I mean, they got a terrible draw in the college football playoff, which I believe they changed that this year, right?
They changed the whole thing. Yeah.
That they're not going to give automatic qualifying bids or buys to the teams that win the conferences, right? I believe that's in this year.
It's ranked 1 through 12. Like you get the automatic if you win the conference, you're in the top 12, but you don't go in the rankings. So
thank God.
I think the thing with Oregon, don't disagree with Aaron on the risk of having Oregon where they're at, but again, schedule when you look at this stuff. They only got Penn State, which will be the showdown in late September. They follow that with a game against Indiana. And then they're back after the schedule is Rutgers, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota. We'll see where USC's at in Washington. Like, Oregon just doesn't have the challenging schedule that we put out there. So that's why I think, like, they can run 10-2 and kind of be in it. So that I think that'll be the rub as you look for Big Ten, SEC. How many schools do these two conferences get? Because whether we talk about it or not, the spoken out loud secret is college football is ran through these two conferences right now. So everything is about Big Ten and SEC getting their schools, and they each are going to want four in it, which means there's table scraps left for these other conferences.
We got five automatics.
Which is why we'll eventually go to a 16-team playoff.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was even talks when we were in Vegas. 28.
That's all bullshit. They did that to get a bad reaction so that it seems more palatable to do 16 teams. Guaranteed. It's negotiation.
I just don't know if you have 16 because then you're talking about, like, everyone has to play the first round and they're going to be talking about who gets buys and things like that.
It's disgusting, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it's revenue. But I think it's actually good because you'll now see the number one seed get a home playoff game, right? I mean, everybody talked about that home playoff game, and every team that had a home playoff game dominated in the playoff.
Yeah.
The other thing
I'll say about that, too, is, like, the whatever they can do to get rid of the conference championship games, I'm all for too, because those have continually to be the worst thing ever is these conference championship games. Because last year, you know, took teams out of the playoff. There was weird things going on. Some of the ones, you know, win-loss kind of didn't matter. And so, like, they're playing an extra game that, you know, it was Ohio State. I'm trying to throw the Big Ten championship game where it was just like
Penn State, Oregon.
Yeah. So Penn State gets to take the loss versus Oregon, and then, you know, Ohio State didn't have to play anyone, so you play this extra game, and it only hurts you.
It works and it doesn't work, right? I mean, the ACC needed it, right, because they didn't really have a clear-cut team. Clemson gets in. SMU kind of cries, hey, you know what? We deserve to get in. They do get in. They go to Penn State. what, like 10 degrees. They get whipped. They get shellacked. And we talked, I mean, I think Dan Lanning from Oregon brought up, I'm not for like 3 weeks off between when the playoffs end. Maybe 1 week and then boom, you start. Because Oregon had 4 weeks off. They didn't look great. The two teams that made it to the championship, both Ohio State and Notre Dame, they played in round one. They only had, 19, 20 days off between games versus the 25 to 27 that some of these other teams did. I agree. As soon as the season's over, like December 2nd, boom, like you're kicking off. And then the championship should be like a week right after like New Year's, not towards the end of January. Like
I agree. Get rid of also like that open window where people can transfer. Get rid of that. So people stay with their teams all the way through the end and we get clear cut winners. They got to make those changes. Real quick, because I'm writing this down on the official Source on the Sofa legal pad taken from Aaron's house. My order was Penn State, Ohio, Illinois, and Michigan. Aaron, just want to double check yours. You have Ohio winning the conference?
Penn State, I think, is going to win the conference.
Ah, okay. And then who are your next three?
I would say Ohio State. I'll go Michigan, Oregon.
Whoa.
I agree with Jason that Oregon's schedule's kind of soft, but
it is really easy.
They got Indiana and Penn State back to back, but a tricky couple sneaky games, Rutgers and then at Washington. I think Oregon's going to lose three games in the regular season. They'll finish 9-3.
Okay.
Me, I was thinking they're 10-2. I think they lose the Penn State game, beat Indiana, but I think you get one of those tricky games they lose down the stretch.
Jason, what are your top teams?
I had Penn State. I'm with you guys and them winning the Big Ten this year. Ohio State just lost a little too much, even though they got the best wide receiver in the game, maybe best college wide receiver prospect of all time.
That's right.
But I think there's some other things that Ohio State lost that'll be a little bit bigger, where Penn State's a little more stacked. Penn State, Ohio State. I got Oregon number three. I think Illinois number four. And then, I mean, that's all kind of ranked. I think you got to take them or leave them at like a Michigan and Indiana right after that.
Oh, I'll write it down.
Yeah, for me, I think for all of us, the clear-cut 1-2 is Penn State, Ohio State. I think 3-6 is open. It could be Oregon. It could be Illinois. Maybe Indiana and Michigan sneak in there. So let's see. I think it's going to be an interesting college football season, especially in the Big Ten.
Nice.
Yeah, I think when you talked to you brought up the USC aspect, whereas I'd want to say hey, USC is going to bring back. You look at some of these schedules we just talked through, then USC, they play at Illinois, they play Michigan, they play at Notre Dame, then they play at Oregon. Like, if USC gets better out of all these teams we've talked about, they play a bunch of ranked teams that everyone else has only got two on their schedule. So the imbalance of these large schedules, to continue talking about it, there's a little bit of luck of the draw here.
I'm really curious how UCLA is going to do.
Well, we'll see how they look against Utah. That's a big game. Utah, like you mentioned, Rome, is favored to, or one of the favorites to win the Big 12. They're coming off a down year last year. So
people are all in on Utah. It is crazy. All right.
I got to ask, did you take UCLA in our pool?
I did.
Okay, you took him, not Rome.
I did, no. Yes.
Okay, yeah, right. I just want to make sure. I trust that a little more.
Okay. Get out of here. Big 12. Some big balls. We saw Kansas State. They were one of the favorites. They lost over in Ireland. You got Colorado. They lost to their Heisman winner and like another Heisman finalist. And Deion Sanders, cancer-free, leading back, recharged. Ready to go. Texas Tech, a lot of people are up on them. Same thing with Utah. Arizona State comes back. A lot of guys coming back, but they don't have Scadaboo. Scadaboo was like big time in all those tough game situations when things got tight. Guys, who do you guys got in this conference?
This conference, to me, whatever we say right now is going to be wrong. It's the most wide open. The winner could maybe have eight wins potentially as they go through, maybe nine. I don't know. But that this will be the hardest one to predict because all the teams you mentioned, you know, Arizona State, they went worst to first in the Big 12 last year. I'm pretty sure, didn't they, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Or something like that they did. You know, Utah, we brought in the previous conversation. Bell of the ball, I think a lot of people are picking them. They were tough when they were in the old Pac-12 and making it to Pac-12 title games. Felt like they were going to get it turning around at a certain point last year and didn't. Kansas State, early favorite, but they just lost to an Iowa State team. Texas Tech has got some things going on there where they could potentially be a threat. And so I feel whatever we take in this, it's going to be wrong. But I think they're going to beat each other up, and they'll beat each other to the point where they're probably only going to get one team in the college football playoff. And it's going to be whoever the conference championship is going to be out of that. Man,
sounds like the new Pac-12.
It could be, and like
basically half the Pac-12,
half the Pac-12, and like the Pac, like
the Pac-12's problem. They just beat each other up the whole time.
And like the Pac-12, they got a lot of good quarterback play with a lot of different teams inside here. All else, I'll say, I'm going to go with Arizona State to go back to back. I still think they got a good quarterback wide receiver tandem. You know, I guess I'll just continue when I pick the favorites, and I'll go Arizona State.
Oh, you did do that last year. I do remember that.
Well, he didn't pick Arizona State last year to win the Big 12.
Just the favorites. Just the favorites.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the favorites guy. Look, chalk favorites have always done well in college football. I mean, it's just a gimme because typically their schedules were soft, right? I mean, there was only, two playoff championship spots back with old BCS, and you had four. So you always had to be 11-1 or 12-0 to even get considered for the playoff. Now you can go 10-2, 9-3 if you got a tough schedule, and you're still looked at for a playoff team. Big 12, honestly, there's half a dozen teams that could win this conference, like Jason just said. I don't see Arizona State repeating, though.
Why not? They have a lot of players coming back. They just, besides their star running back.
I mean, they've got playmakers on the outside, the quarterback. It's going to be difficult. I think last year they were even like midway through. I think I put them on my team to watch list, and everyone was like, BYU, remember, was like 8-0, 9-0 to start the year, and they went there in the desert, got beat. That was part of our upsets to watch. Yeah. And then Arizona State just took off from there.
And then Colorado faltered, so.
Yeah, Colorado's definitely not going to win the conference.
No, yeah, for sure.
And to say, Rome, I do want to say, like, just as overall favorites to do this right now, I think Kansas State might have been the favorite overall to win the conference,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and I think they were.
They lost the first game, now putting Iowa State into some play right now.
I always say looked really good, though. I like the way they looked in game one. Well, it was a tough game. It was rainy. No one could catch anything.
Yeah, the Big 12 is just going to continuously beat up on each other. I mean, Arizona State beat Iowa State last year in the Big 12 championship game. I mean, if you ask me right now who I think is going to take the Big 12.
Yeah, Oklahoma State as well. UCF. Nah,
Oklahoma State's starting two true freshman quarterbacks. They didn't look very good today. That was a little ESPN Plus game action. Texas Tech's the hot team. If Texas Tech really, I mean, you know, a lot of people are high on them.
Too hot.
I'll ride with Texas Tech. I think it's either Texas Tech, Utah, Arizona State. Those are the teams. And then I think of a sneaky team, we're going to see them play against Auburn, maybe Baylor. Baylor, if you're looking for just a sneaky team from the Big 12, Baylor's a team to keep an eye on.
All right, who you got winning the conference?
I'll say Texas Tech.
And then list the rest.
You can go ahead and list them for me because it's like a little jumble. Shake it up and whatever team you pull out. I'll go Arizona State second, Utah third. That's how I'll rank it.
All right.
Not any confidence at all on that, though.
All good. Jason, you want to add anything else besides ASU?
I think Utah would probably be right there for number two. I agree with Aaron on Texas Tech. I think they're potentially right there as well, too. So, but I think Utah, if I'm not going to go Arizona State, I think Utah's got something to prove this year. And Rome, you said they're a little bit of the darlings on this, but I think they could potentially win it. It's a team that was super competitive in a good Pac-12 conference against a lot of good teams. And I felt they could own this last year, but had tons of injuries, just tons of injuries. And so they come back and they got some, you know, different playmakers there.
Yeah, Utah's an interesting team. They got UCLA tomorrow or Saturday. New quarterback, new OC, returning a lot of offensive linemen. Supposedly they're going to go like no huddle, play real quick, something we haven't seen from Utah. They've always been kind of like the two tight ends, fullback, run the game clock down, kind of power football. They've got a quarterback that's got a little bit of a Cam Ward kind of mystique to him. Keep an eye on this guy. Utah's an interesting team. I liked UCLA this week. I think UCLA's going to upset them, but we'll see. Maybe Utah is that team. We'll see how they look.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no clue what's going to happen in this conference. You guys kind of nailed that on the part. I did like Iowa State from last year. I do like to kind of continue that. When you look at the rest of their schedule, it's pretty palatable. Pretty palatable. Two losses, I ideally, but I like them. I actually like them to be in the mix. Why is everyone up on Texas Tech?
Because they spent like what, $25 million, $30 million in NIL.
What else?
It's trying to get you the better players right now.
Yeah.
I think ASU will be in the mix to get it done. I actually do like that BYU pick, Aaron. And God forbid, Kansas State.
We're kind of giving up on Kansas State, but I wouldn't. They lost the game. What, 3 points there to Iowa State? Kansas State can still get back in this. They were the preseason favorite for a reason. So don't count them out yet.
Yeah, I got ASU, KSU, Iowa State as well.
Okay.
But
how many of those are making the playoff run?
Just one.
Just getting one, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, next conference. What do you guys want to do? ACC?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
ACC. It's a fun conference. Stanford does not belong in that conference. It's so
Stanford's
weird.
Terrible right now.
You don't like what Andrew Luck's doing? Hiring his one of his good friends as a new coach?
It's a one-year rental fill-in.
Yeah. But a lot of people think Andrew Luck's going to end up coaching.
I think he likes being the GM.
Yeah. So you got Aaron's team, Florida State. What a big disappointment that was last year. Brought lots of smiles to me and Jason's face. It was pretty good to see. it was so good. Just remember everything. Clemson, GT, Miami. You got Bill Belichick with UNC. That should be fun. SMU. Had a pretty good year last year. Can they repeat that success? And then you have kind of like a battle with everybody else. Jason, you want to go first?
Yeah, I think there is a team that this is a conference that got two teams last year. I would say maybe barely and wasn't the right teams. You had a Miami team that had some talent. They had the quarterback. And they were just lucking out in some games here and there. Was it the Cal game that was just insane on whatever night we were watching?
I think that was the best college game day, too.
Yeah, definitely was.
Only that, remember the game against, was it Virginia Tech? Was it a touchdown or not? Remember, there was like a five-hour yep. replay. Rome was like, oh, it's a touchdown. Incomplete. Well, I was half drunk and I called incomplete on that one.
Well, Miami brought Mario Cristobal there for a reason. It was to bring the University of Miami back to its former glory days. And what Cristobal had done in his history at Oregon and then, learned under Saban a little bit was really the recruiting game. And he knows how to sell it. Questionable in-game decisions that he has made in his tenure. And it probably just has plagued him and has some losses. I can't speak here at night, Rome. Jeez. It's just not good for a podcast, but
it's all good.
Miami overall, I think, is a team that is built to win the ACC, but still has never won the ACC. When you think about how great this program was when, you and I
I don't even believe they played in a conference championship game in the ACC.
I want to say they did one time, but you could be right. I mean, for whatever.
I mean, like you said, they haven't won the conference.
For whatever it is, they haven't won Miami. They haven't won the conference. So I don't even know if they win the conference this year, but they still have a, you know, fairly favorable schedule, but they do got some tough games because they're going to play. They're going to play at Notre Dame to start the year. I think it's a loss.
That's tough.
I'm sorry. It's not at Notre Dame. It's in Miami, but still they're playing Notre Dame. They are going to play Florida at home. They're going to go to Florida State. And then sneaky team like Louisville. Louisville is kind of under the radar, but Louisville's got a good squad. And then at SMU later in the year too. So I'm not saying Miami's got the easiest path, but if they're able to put a 10-2 record together, which is what I kind of think they're going to finish at, it's a team that makes the playoffs. The team they don't play is going to be Clemson, who places LSU game one of the season, has been pretty much the dominant force within this conference over the past decade or so. I think for me, they're the ones winning the conference and kind of taking back kind of what's theirs in Clemson. But there's some sneaky teams without the Big Ten. Aaron's Florida State Seminoles going to be on the comeback. I think a team like Duke. Duke won, like, I think, 9 games last year, right, Aaron?
Yes, he did. Yeah, Duke won 9 games, beat my Florida State team first time ever they did that in school history. They were like 0-22 lifetime against the Seminoles. But yeah, Duke's got some nice pieces there.
So there's some just sneaky things around the ACC that potential landmines for top teams, Miami, Clemson, maybe Aaron's Florida State team that you kind of trip up throughout the thing because there's some really good, you know, 8-9 win teams that are within this conference. I'm putting it up. I think Miami and Clemson are the two that are going to make it to the playoff and be, you know, towards the bottom of that, you know, 6-12 pecking order with probably 1 or 2 losses throughout their resume.
What about like Syracuse? They made some noise last year.
Again, another one of these, you know, teams that, you know, go play Syracuse unranked, you know, could be a problem. I don't have them putting them there, but it's tough. And this is why I'm not shocked that the ACC only gets one team, just like the Big 12, because, you know, you're going to have these teams beating up each other, and Big 10, SEC, you're going to have 3 lost teams and some of those that are going to probably be consideration versus a 1 or 2 loss ACC team.
This is another interesting conference. We just got done with the Big 12. To me, the ACC is pretty open up who can win it besides Clemson. Clemson's a clear-cut favorite. I mean, everybody's talking about them maybe going 16-0. I don't see that happening. Jason's got LSU beating them this weekend. I think LSU is going to beat them this weekend. But Clemson is the clear-cut favorite to win. Where it gets tricky is number 2. Jason likes Miami. I don't. I think Miami's getting at least 4 or 5 games this year. It's going to start with Notre Dame. They're going to end up getting beat by my Florida State. And they're going to end up getting beat by a couple other teams, Louisville, SMU. Those teams, I think, all can beat them. It depends on how healthy Carson Beck is. We know he's coming off a major elbow injury. Mario Cristobal, not very good later in the season. The games get going on. He's not good in tight games. You give him the talent edge, his teams look great. To me, the ACC is pretty balanced overall. Once you get past Clemson, you've got Louisville, SMU, Florida State, Miami. To me, they're all kind of all in that same bubble. They'll kind of knock each other off. I'm with Jason. ACC gets one team in. It's whoever wins the conference, likely Clemson, is going to win that championship game over Louisville, likely would be my pick, or SMU. But don't be surprised if Florida State, we'll see how they look. I think they're going to get better as the year goes on. Florida State's a tricky team to get into the ACC Conference Championship game.
I totally forgot about Florida State. Wow. Yeah, good shit. What about Virginia Tech?
Another team that can win 7-8 games. Could win 5-6, but we'll see. I mean, they're like a Syracuse, right? You don't know if they're going to get 8 wins or 6 wins. We'll see how they look against South Carolina. You don't want them to look too good, Rome, since that's one of your picks this week.
I might have to change it. So you got Clemson winning, and then who else you got to round it out?
I'll say it goes Clemson, Louisville, SMU, Florida State. That would be my top 4 in the conference. I don't like Miami. But maybe if Miami beats Notre Dame, I'd have to change my tune. But we'll see. I'm not as high on Miami as other people are.
Yeah.
I think the wheels are going to fall off, and it's going to start against Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame's one of my favorites to possibly win the championship this year, so I don't want to go against that bet. It's a tough conference. I thought Virginia Tech was pretty dangerous last year. They're building up on that. Florida State, they're always loaded, but we all saw what happened last year. It was kind of
they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, Rome.
Yeah, for sure.
May not look that way week one here against Alabama, but this is a team that's going to get better as the year goes on.
Alabama, everyone's expecting them to bounce back. I don't like Clemson, all right? I don't like their coach. I'm a hater. And so it's kind of hard for me to...
I'm not a big Dabo guy, too. I love to see Clemson fall flat on their face.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard for me to pick them. I'm not a big Criswell guy. So I don't want to pick them either. I kind of liked when they lost. SMU is just... they're not going to catch anyone by surprise. So it's going to be tougher this go around. How's the rest of the schedule look, though?
For SMU, it's not that tough if you're looking for it. They play at Clemson. They play versus Miami. They got Miami at home. Currently, those are the only two ranked teams they do play. So for SMU, like last year, hey, they could be 11-1 when you're looking at their schedule if they take care of business against the Syracuse, the Louisvilles, Boston Colleges of the world. But it's not a terribly hard schedule for SMU to. And like Aaron, I think Aaron said, put them at 3. I like Miami a little more than Aaron does, or probably a lot more than Aaron does. But if Miami wins those games, it gives them the strength to schedule and know who they beat. SMU going 11-1 and they only lose to Clemson, that's probably a playoff resume.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at SMU. They got a sneaky game at TCU here in late September, at Clemson, Miami at home. They get Louisville at home. So they get a lot of big games at home, even Baylor at home. So really, at Clemson, at TCU, those are the two games for me. If I'm SMU, I'm keeping an eye on. If they can win one of those two road games and then take care of business at home against Miami and Louisville, then they'll be in the conference championship game likely.
You got a big dog in North Carolina, Belichick. You got to expect there's going to be some turnaround there. North Carolina usually has some talent on that team. They got a hell of a lot of transfers. I think they brought in, was it 50 to 60 transfers this year? Which is crazy. Deion Sanders, like, they got to make some noise. You got to imagine.
I don't know about making noise, but and it's probably a little bit of a circus over there. What's going on with Belichick? But at the end of the day, what Belichick did so well in the NFL was maximizing a bunch of fringe roster guys. And, you know, you think of like Edelman and Welker out of the receiver cores, and like what he's done on the defensive side, and like not high draft picks that turned into like, you know, above average or great players that you wouldn't expect. If so, in college football, where you're playing a little more in the margins, the schedules are way in balance, like, you know, there's a way where, hey, this is not a national championship team, but I don't think it's a team you want to play either, because I think there's enough that, hey, Belichick just didn't forget everything he knew to be one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time. Doesn't have an overly hard schedule when you're looking at who he's playing. Like, you know, he's got Clemson, his only current ranked team on the schedule. So, you know, tricky games, like Aaron said, at Syracuse. I think Duke's really good. They got to go all the way to Cal. But, you know, I'm not going to be shocked if they win seven games and be kind of competitive there. Like, you're going to see like a difference in, I think, from an NFL head coach in preparation and finding guys to play versus maybe like some of the traditional ways like these mid college football programs operate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see how North Carolina looks Monday night against TCU. They are a 3.5-point dog. I like TCU to win. I like TCU to cover, but we'll see. I mean, Jason said, I'm looking at the schedule right now. They didn't get Charlotte, Richmond should be wins. At Central Florida, that could be tough. Then Clemson, Cal. End of the season, Duke, North Carolina State, that could be pretty difficult. I mean, Duke's a team we didn't, you know, Jason mentioned 9 wins last year. They're kind of going under the radar. They had a big-time transfer quarterback come in from Toledo. They sent their quarterback who transferred in from Texas. That was the second-string guy ahead of Arch Manning his freshman year. He went to Oregon State. A lot of transfers going around everywhere. But the ACC feels like a team conference that you could either go like Florida State did last year, go 2-10, or you could be good, one of those teams that wins 8-9 games. But it's going to be a lot of teams that are just middle of the road, 6-7, 5-win teams. North Carolina's probably in that 7-win category. Maybe they get 8 or 9. Maybe they just win 6. But I think we'll have a good idea of whether they're at against TCU. And I, like Jason said, the talent that Belichick can maximize, they'll get better as the year goes on. So they could struggle out the gate early. We'll see.
Yeah, it's hard. I just read somewhere that Clemson has 80% of their roster coming back from last year. It's the highest in the nation.
Clemson does not really take transfers, and a lot of guys don't transfer out of there.
That's crazy.
They're very old school, and that's kind of their philosophy. But they are deep, and they are talented.
Yeah. So just in no particular order, Clemson, Miami, SMU. I'm going to just put the lean on SMU taking the conference. GT, though, that would be
another team. Another.
My dark horse pick. I can't talk either. Jesus Christ. It's my dark horse pick. To win the conference. I don't know. GT was pretty fun last year, too.
Yeah, they were. They were good.
All right. What conference is next?
We only got the SEC.
You don't want to talk about the MAC or the AAC?
No.
Conference USA?
No.
No? The Midwest Conference? You don't want to talk about the Midwestern Conference? All the state schools?
Nope. You get that last one where you got to pick one team, Rome, from all of those five conferences of which one is going to make the college football playoffs. Because only one's going to make it. So you got to think about that. But we'll go through the ACC or the SEC first.
All right. Let's do the SEC then. The power of the power conferences, I guess. A lot to choose from. A lot of people expect Kellen DeBoer to rebound in year two with Alabama. Got Georgia, Kentucky, LSU. Are they going to have like some bad losses again this year? Ole Miss. Kiffin's always guaranteed a 10-win team now. South Carolina's coming back strong. Texas, again, favorites with Archie Manning, the third iteration of the Manning family there. Vanderbilt, can they make more upsets this year? You know, how they derailed Alabama season last year. But Aaron, you go first.
It's a loaded conference.
It's loaded.
It's a loaded conference. Like you just mentioned, Rome. I mean, you've got Texas. You've got Texas A&M, Tennessee, South Carolina.
And A&M. I forgot about A&M.
Florida's kind of been on the up and up. Bama's expected to make a comeback. Missouri's not bad. They're always in the top 20. LSU, Brian Kelly. This is the best team he's probably had there at
really?
LSU. So there's a lot to like about this conference. They're going to get four teams in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I think that's a gimme. Whether or not they can sneak a fifth team in will be interesting to see. But, man, yeah, this conference, I mean, it's been the premier conference with the Big Ten here in college football for a while.
How about you give me 4 to number 1? Or start with your wild card. Like, who do you think is – could potentially be the fifth one.
You know, it seems like I'm on this team every year, and I'm going to jump back on, but it's Texas A&M for me.
Oh, you love them, dude.
I do love me some Texas A&M, the 12th man. I do. Defensively, they're going to be better. Reed, the quarterback, second full year. They've added more playmakers around them. They didn't have any speed at wideout. Texas A&M is a team to me. They were in the driver's seat. Me and Jason were talking about it last year. They were 5-0, 6-0 in the SEC, and then just kind of fell apart.
Those are haters.
Texas A&M would be a wild card team for me that can make the playoff.
All right. The rest of it, 4-1.
Texas is going to get in the playoff. LSU is going to get into the playoff.
Should I write that Texas down for number 4?
Oh, this is from 4-1. I think I was giving you kind of my top.
Okay.
So I was gonna I think LSU is going to win the SEC. I'll put it that way. I'll take LSU 1. I'll take Texas 2. I'm going to go... I think Ole Miss. Ole Miss is going to be pretty good. They're going to get into the playoff. And Georgia, I think Georgia's maybe on the outside looking in. But I'll give you three teams for that fourth spot. It could be Alabama, Georgia, or Texas A&M. One of those three is going to get that last fourth spot and get in. I feel confident in Texas, LSU, and Ole Miss, Mississippi getting in.
Okay. I do like Ole Miss. They have a lot of talent coming back. Lane Kiff has been solid. They fucked up last year, but I do think they break through. Jason. I pounded his beer.
Killer conference, as Aaron said, just fully loaded top to bottom. I agree. Two of the teams with Aaron. I do think LSU vastly improved. I think Brian Kelly is really coaching for something this year. Most talent he's had since he's been at LSU. I think they put it all together. I don't think they win the conference, though. I do think Texas wins the conference because I think Texas is a luck box again with some of their schedule. But I think Texas and LSU are the two in. I'll disagree, I guess, Aaron, in this part. I think Kellen DeBoer gets Alabama right this year, and I think they're in the playoff, and I think they're much improved. Georgia, I agree with Aaron, a little bit of a wild card. This team was so dominant for, you know, 3-4 years, whatever it was. But now I think they're probably teetering on a little bit outside this second tier, maybe a bit. I can go either way, probably between Ole Miss and Georgia. I'm going to stick with Georgia, though, just going on track record of where Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss kind of generally do. What game are they going to lose if they shouldn't lose? Where Georgia's probably got a fairly tough schedule. Like, I'm going to say, like, I think that's the one thing Logan Hart at Georgia. They play at Tennessee. They play Bama. They play Ole Miss. They play Florida, currently ranked. They play Texas. The Georgia Tech game to end of the season. So Georgia's schedule, not easy. Now, the out-of-conference, as usual, is they play Marshall, Austin, PA, and Charlotte. You know, they got three wins right there. So
when you got a conference schedule like that, I don't care about who they play in the non-conference.
Yeah. So I think Georgia, though, is one of those looking – do they go 9-3 – the Ole Miss go 9-3, and we're debating some of the semantics on, like, how well did Georgia loses to Texas, third to last game of the season, how bad do they lose to number one Texas, you know? Or it's the showdown between Georgia and Ole Miss that really decides this whole thing if they're both 9-3, and, like, who's the head-to-head winner out of that? Or even Bama, if I'm throwing that into the wild card too. So I think there's a lot of important regular season games that decide the playoffs in the SEC. I think this is where the purists that say, the playoffs make the regular season not matter. It matters a lot in a lot of these head-to-head games that are going on here because they could be the fringes of whether you're the third or fourth team in your conference as you get in the playoffs. So Texas, LSU, Bama, Georgia, I'll take as my top four playoff teams. But I do say four is probably going to be the limit to which I think the nation can stomach getting from the SEC. Five SEC teams, if you had a bunch of 9-3 teams getting in, it's going to be a bad look if you got a 9-3 team. And then, you know, the ACC's got two 11-1 teams. I'm sorry, Southeastern Conference, you don't get it. I don't care how hard your schedule is.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC, I mean, we're looking at it. Georgia and Alabama, the talent's there, but I'm worried about the quarterback play, right? Alabama's throwing a quarterback that's never basically played one game in the last 2 years. Georgia, we kind of got a
glimpse. I kind of like that, actually.
We kind of got a glimpse of what we saw from him. The most experienced quarterback right now is LSU, their guy. Archie Manning, say what you want. He's only made 4 career college starts, and the hype behind him is big. It's a lot. But like Jason said, the schedule, a little bit easier compared to some of these other SEC teams, and it's been that way for a while in that conference. I think that's just how they got, you know, they gave Oklahoma really the burnt of that schedule, and then Texas, you know, slip somebody a little bit more money in the conference schedule maker and got off easy.
And the hate continues year two, guys.
Oh, yeah, and Texas is one of Rome's favorite teams, too. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, I just realized that as well,
Yeah, so he's got every conference covered. And Ole Miss, like, they losing darts. So there's a lot of young quarterbacks that are going to have to step up in big games. And that's when I come back with, you know, Reed from Texas A&M. This is his second year, really kind of as a full-time starter, made 8-9 starts. A&M, I like them better than Georgia and Alabama just because of the quarterback play. I got more faith and confidence in that, that will play out. And I think they got the athletes and the defense to compete in the conference again.
Nice. I'm going to double down on Texas winning again, SEC. I think Alabama rebounds really nicely. I think they probably take probably the third or fourth spot. It's going to be a battle of a second. I think Ole Miss takes a step up, and Ole Miss is going to really make a move to compete for a title this year and throw LSU in the mix. They had some games last year that were just like heartbreaking and dumbfounding. Is that a word?
Dumbfounded? Founded? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Dumbfounded. I'm tired.
One of those. Yeah. I just don't think Kelly was going to make the same mistakes as he did last year. And plus, you know, his former team in Notre Dame did really well without him. So I think this could be a little fire underneath his ass to do well at LSU since he did go there to win championships. Yeah. So that's why he left Notre Dame. So that's my top four. Texas, I'll say Ole Miss, LSU, and Alabama. Texas A&M is a headache, though. They do scare me.
It's a great call by Aaron, and I really think that's going to be the one we'll be looking back where Aaron put his predictor hat on. That was probably going to be the right call.
Yeah. Possibly.
I've been running Texas A&M for a while. So
hopefully, he's got to hit one of these days.
Hopefully that oil money lands one of these times.
God damn it. All right, what's next?
Rome, all we got, you got to choose one team from the group of five. What team is going to be this year's Boise State? Because it's not Boise State. They're done. Game over. Week one, done. Who you got?
Let me pull up the stuff again.
While you do that, I'll give you my pick. It'll be Tulane University.
Tulane.
Aaron?
I mean, Tulane's actually a nice little pick there. I'm not going to lie. I was looking, you know, Boise State wasn't a team I was looking at. UNLV did not look very good. UNLV did not look very good in the opener. That defense really scares me. I do like Dan Mullen. You know what? I was there. I got a lot of love. Give me UNLV. Give me some of that Circa money. I'm feeling the vibe. They're going to bounce back. I'm going to say UNLV. Why not?
UNLV? Tulane's a nice campus. I remember having a concert there. Jesus Christ, man. I have no clue.
Rome had Boise. Season's over. All right, we can move on.
Let's see.
What do you think of James Madison?
I was actually looking at them right now. Them or Liberty?
Liberty, Liberty.
How does James Madison's schedule look?
Probably pretty soft.
Memphis?
Well, remember James Madison did? They got famous for dropping, 75 points on North Carolina last year. That's what got Mac Brown fired, remember?
Yeah, I do remember now.
It was like 55-10 at halftime.
It was bad, dude. It was really bad. It was a good game. Why'd you pick Toledo?
I didn't. I picked Tulane.
Oh, why'd you pick Tulane?
I think there was probably three teams that have gotten the buzz early on out of these like group of five schools. Tulane was one. UNLV, as Aaron mentioned, and Boise State, I think, were the three. James Madison, I think I've seen some other people's boards too, so I think it's there. I think early on, I think Tulane, they got Northwestern at home. Not a great school by any means on the football side, but hey, they could beat Northwestern. They're going to get, you know, they beat a one of the Power Four schools in the big conference. They played Duke, which is, like you said, Duke, sneaky good team. They could beat Duke. That's a pretty impressive win. And so they didn't really go out, you know, they didn't schedule a bunch of cupcakes. And then they play at Ole Miss, and which is, I think, is going to be their loss on the schedule. But if they can stay competitive versus Ole Miss, beat Northwestern and Duke, that's an 11-1 team that has the impressive resume. It'd be similar to if you looked at last year where we gave Boise State. They kept it close against undefeated Oregon. They snuck by in all the conference games but got into the playoff. I think that's the type of schedule that I look at for a Tulane team that, you know, got a lot of people coming back, you know, and I think that's where we're at. But they got some tough games. They got at Memphis and at Tulsa and a couple other games throughout the schedule.
I'm going to throw another team out there. I'm high on them. Why not South Florida? I'm looking at their schedule. They just beat Boise State. Their next two games are Florida, Miami, both at. If they can manage to win one of those and then run the table, they're going to, like Jason said, with, you know, Tulane in their schedule with Ole Miss, that's a little back and forth action right there where one of those two teams could get in. At Florida, who's ranked currently 15, Miami 10, those win one of those two and then win out. South Florida, I believe, could get in, depending on how, you know, Miami shakes out throughout the year, and the same with Florida in the SEC. But, yeah, I would say Tulane, South Florida, UNLV, those are, you know, kind of the sexy picks. But, like I said, I didn't like what I saw from UNLV's defense last week. They gave up over 500 yards. But they got some offensive guys. We'll see if they can get it figured out. But they got a favorable schedule, UNLV does.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick for South Florida, because I said, like, they win one of those two games against Florida and Miami. I think their next biggest game is going to be Navy, to see what Navy comes back with. They were one of the darlings last year out of the American Conference. So, I mean, the American Conference has got some really good teams, man. They got Army, they got Navy, Tulane, Memphis, South Florida. And so, like, it's by no slouch. A team goes undefeated in this conference like Army did last year. I mean, Army went 12-2. I think if Army, you know, only has one loss, they probably are in the college football playoff. Maybe if they're edging out Boise State, there was conversations of Army Navy making it into the playoffs when they were undefeated at a certain point of the year. But
then they both got trashed by Notre Dame.
They did. They did.
And Boise State Notre had Dame a very was not close competitive game at Oregon early in the year. So that was kind of the, you know,
Notre Dame was not thanking the service schools for their service. All right. They were just, you know, taking it to school. But yeah, I like the South Florida pick too, because I think this Boise State win, and then, yeah, they win one of those games and keep it close as the other and then win out. That's a great resume for South Florida to have.
Is Notre Dame getting back into the playoff, Jason?
Notre Dame is in the playoff.
I agree. I like Notre Dame getting back to the playoff.
Yeah. So while Rome's doing is, I mean, Rome, do you want to make a pick on this, or you want to opt out? You want to do last year? You're gonna. Well, what was Rome's famous line when he didn't want to make the pick last year when we were doing spread? What was that?
It's a stay away. It's stay away. It's
stay away. So stay Rome, away. Stay away.
I'm gonna go with Memphis, and who did I mention earlier?
Well, you only get one, so.
Well,
You're going to say two just so you can say it back if one of these teams wins. Oh, I said it.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
He's going to have. He's going to take, Tulane and Memphis because they're going to cancel each other out. Like, oh, yeah, I had one of those guys.
No, I was looking at everyone's schedule right now, and Met. I don't know. It's kind of tough.
Tulane last year had the offense. Out of what they played, like Tulane, the American Conference, like Tulane put up points.
I'm looking at James Madison's schedule, and it's doable, but they have like Washington State. Washington State's always good for an ass whipping in one of these. And
I don't think Washington State's going to be any good this year, but they lost their quarterback and their OC to Oklahoma. So
yeah,
we'll see what they are.
Well, Liberty's been kind of tough.
Liberty's had an undefeated season a few years back. Where Louisville, they went like 13-0.
Weber State. I don't know. I'm just having like this weird
Weber
flashback.
Weber State sounds like second round NCAA tournament team.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, like App State. Like App State just shows up out of nowhere as well. Good South Florida pick though. I really like that one.
So you don't even remember it wasn't even his original pick. You're giving him credit.
I don't, dude. I don't.
He didn't even know that they beat up on Boise State. He's like, oh, man, they beat up on Boise? Oh, shoot. He's like, I'm on Boise. Oh, wait. Oh, those guys. Okay.
No, I was never a Boise guy. I can't stand that field.
Dang, how have we already been talking for an hour, 10 minutes? I don't even feel that long for this damn college pod.
I feel like I'm stoned right now. You know, I'm just going to go with Memphis.
Back just go with James Memphis, Madison. Man.
And that's all I got, dude. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I think we kind of put our college football playoffs in Rome. I will tell you my 12 if you want right now. We've already basically said everything. But Penn State, Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame, LSU, Oregon, Arizona State, Miami, and Tulane were my 12.
Nice.
Good 12. I don't like Miami, though.
Yeah. Miami's a question mark. I'm giving them a lot of credit.
Yeah, you had them win the ACC, huh?
No, Clemson wins the ACC, but I think Miami keeps it close. But the one thing I'll say, they got rid of the ranking. I said that in a particular order. The top four is going to be two Big Ten teams and two SEC teams.
Yeah.
You're going to see.
Yeah, unless Clemson goes undefeated, then they'll get a top four. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But Clemson loses week one, so.
I'm all for that. Let's get it, Brian Kelly. You got to win sometime in week one.
That'd be kind of cool. That would be great. All right. I'm tapped out. I don't know if there's anything else we got to cover. We can cover it in next week's pod.
Well, we didn't talk about Aaron's games to watch. I don't know if he wants to highlight that.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I'll run through it real quick. Rome, you ready?
Let's pull it up. Aaron's games to watch. Aaron, take it away. Week one, by the way.
Week one. Well, we had a couple games Thursday already that passed. Boise State, South Florida.
Don't do that. And it is Friday. Nebraska.
Yeah. And Nebraska, Cincinnati. So Nebraska didn't disappoint. But for Friday, we got Auburn, Baylor, SEC, Big 12 matchup there. Should be a good one. And then GT, Rome, you said you like GT. Well, they're going to get your boy Dion in Colorado. That's a good late night game Friday. So when you get off work or your comedy show, whatever the hell you're doing on Friday nights now, you come on and watch a little Georgia Tech, Colorado on the ESPN, the Ocho. For Saturday, Syracuse, Tennessee. Tennessee, obviously, the quarterback transferred over to your UCLA Bruins. We'll see what they got there. And Syracuse is a 14-point dog. Obviously, the game of the day, the morning kickoff, 9 a.m., Texas at Ohio State, the horseshoe. Rome, I know you got Texas. Jason, who you got in this game? I'm curious to see, you know, who you got.
I got Texas.
I tend to lean Texas, too. So you know what? That means Ohio State's going to win. So I like it even better. Give me Texas as well. Utah. Gets UCLA. Rome, I'm going UCLA plus six. I'm going UCLA in an upset here. I think they're going to beat Utah. What do you think? You think they're going to get it done? Cover? Win outright? What do you got?
They were pretty tough last year, man. I like what Deshaun Foster's doing over there.
Typically, this is an old Pac-12 game. Utah would always go to the Rose Bowl and win like 30-27.
100%.
It feels like another game like that.
I hate Utah.
So... Jason, you got Utah. You got Utah winning the. No, you got Arizona State and Utah second in the Big 12, right?
Yeah, I don't see what you're seeing in this game. Not the coverage of the plus six, maybe there. I think Utah wins this, but I think Garrett UCLA could keep it close.
Yeah, I'm more confident in the plus six than the upset, but hey, I'll put Utah on upset alert. Alabama, Florida State. Now this is an interesting game. Alabama's a 2-touchdown favorite. I think it's a closer game than people think. I talked about Alabama breaking in a quarterback that's never played before against Florida State, who's definitely going to be better regrouping. Florida State may struggle early on defense. I like the over 50.5. I like Florida State to cover 14 points. I'm going to say Alabama wins 34-27 in a tight game.
Why are they favored by 14 points? That's
because Florida State, like you said, Rome. I mean, the perception is not very good.
I think your team's going to get beat by like 3 touchdowns.
They could, and they could upset them outright, but I am saying this. I am pinning on Alabama on upset alert.
Wow. So 2 upsets alert?
That's correct. I had Boise State on upset alert, but we weren't on the air, and they already went down. So another upset alert, Clemson, 3.5-point favorite against LSU. Jason and I both already said we like LSU. I think you said you like Clemson, Rome?
No.
All right, so we're going all Tigers.
By the way, Jason, you did tell me Miami wins the ACC conference. So you're switching it?
No, I said Clemson would win the
ACC.
Yeah,
he's got Clemson.
I said Miami would make the playoff.
Oh, okay.
Late night, Oregon State, California. Rome's kind of been flipping this game, but I like Cal to beat Oregon State. He's breaking in a freshman quarterback.
No fucking chance.
That's the wise guys have bet this game down from 3 to 1.5. So the sharp money's been on Cal. I consider myself a sharp guy too, so I'm riding with Cal on this one. 2 games Sunday afternoon, South Carolina, Virginia Tech. South Carolina's a team we didn't talk about in the SEC. You high on them in the SEC, Jason, or kind of middle of the road team?
In any other conference, I think you're talking about them being at the top of potentially winning. SEC, they probably like an 8-win team.
I tend to agree. They're probably between 7 and 9, so 8 wins is about right. I have them beating Virginia Tech. Rome, you've got them covering as part of our Westgate College contest pick. I like that, actually. I like South Carolina to cover that. The big game, we all know, Notre Dame-Miami. 2.5-point favorite. There it is. You know, Jason with the all-Irish gear. The last time we saw the Irish play, they were going losing in the national championship game. Now they're back. But they did. They beat Penn State at Hard Rock Stadium, if I remember correct, right?
So you're good, correct.
Good fond memories there. I'm not high on Miami. It's already been established in this hour and a half of this program, so I'm taking Notre Dame. And Rome, the last game, TCU versus your Bill Belichick, North Carolina Tar Heels. TCU's a team I like this year. I think they're going to be too much for North Carolina. Give me them on the Labor Day Monday nighter. TCU minus 3.5.
Impressive. I will text you later so I can do like a graphic for the top 5 games to feature.
Okay, you want to do top 5 games to main? Okay.
Well, I think you want his gambling picks in the top 5 games? Is what
just for the socials, yeah. That's just for the socials. This is great, though. This is good stuff.
These are the games to watch, Rome. You got a 5 days of football. We already missed one day. We're already on the second day, technically, in the next like 8 hours. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of football to be watched.
A lot of football.
Who's your national champion winner, Jason?
Ooh. That's a little tough right now.
Got me on the spot. I'm going to say Penn State.
You know, we're supposed to have a controversy on the show, but I'm going to agree. Ooh. I'm going to go Penn State. I don't love it, but this is their year to do it, if they're going to do it.
That's what I told you in Vegas, dude. Just the mall my lines.
You said a lot of things in Vegas, Rome, but
I thought Rome for sure was going to go Texas. He's going to be talking about Arch Manning.
No, I like Archie, but they'll probably go far. But he has like a couple years in Texas to develop. Yeah, Penn State, when we're talking in Vegas, Penn State, just everything's lining up for them. A lot of returning players. Their coaching staff's intact. They were so close. They should have won a little bit further in the playoff last year. And everyone else is gearing up in their conference. Like, just like the way you say Lando Norris has to win this year, Penn State has to win this year. Otherwise, Michigan's gearing up already. Hopefully all the suspensions are done next year, you know, for all the cheating that they did not do. And then, it's just everybody's on the up and up. We're seeing a little change of power right now. So they have to win. But I will be rooting for Texas.
So we all got Penn State. It sounds like, who you got Penn State versus, Jason? Who is the national title game?
That's all I'm fucking seeing.
I think it's Penn State, Texas.
You fucking idiot. God damn it, guys.
Well, we're just going to agree on all of it?
I'm going to disagree.
All right.
I know Rome's got Texas in there. I'm going to say...
I just said Texas doesn't go. All right.
Who you got Penn State playing in the championship game then?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really think about it.
Okay.
I just figured Texas would probably lose like this. Texas, you know,
back in the semifinal like they do all the time?
Well, where's your team, bro?
Well, shit, you got like 20 teams. I mean, my West Coast team was Oregon.
Ah, Jesus Christ. You would be an Oregon fan.
You were like an LSU, right?
I'm gonna go LSU.
LSU?
Penn State versus LSU.
Nice.
A sneaky team. If it wasn't LSU, a third team or on the outside looking in, I would say I probably shouldn't be as high on him as I am because of the quarterback, but I'm gonna say Jason's Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's a sneaky team that could get back to the championship game. If Carr really plays out and plays good, can add elements to that pass game that they really didn't have. Notre Dame could be sneaky, but I'm going to say LSU Penn State in the title game.
I'm not going to be mad if you're right.
Yeah, my top three was Notre Dame, Penn State, and Texas. But outside pick to face Penn State would probably be Ole Miss.
Bold take to end the show on, Rum.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, I don't like jerking multiple guys off at once just for the cause of agreement. We got to stir it up, so I'll be the one with the big balls and do a bold take.
All right. Another 2.5 hours of a pod. Yeah, it's already 1 o'clock. Godly.
I gotta walk
the dog. My eyes are hurting looking at this screen.
Westy's just looking at me like, come on, bro. Take me for a walk. I gotta take a shit. Yeah, the beer did not help. I'm not gonna be drinking beer next time.
You can't hang like Andrew, man, you know?
What's this guy?
You gotta get a fancy cup.
All right. That will do it. College football preview 2025. We are out.